Welcome back into the Golly Amen Podcast, episode 170. As always, like our podcast, like this video, subscribe if you really, really enjoyed it. Really does help. Joe, we've got an interesting episode that we're going to be getting to momentarily. Before we do, as always, also we do have a Discord that is kind of exclusive to Golly Young Men Podcast listeners. The link to join that Discord is in the description. And so, yeah, if you like our stuff, if you want to be a part of a community that we've kind of established of Golly Young Men, yeah, click that link and we'll get you added within about a week is usually how long it takes. And so, yeah, Joe, let's go ahead and get into the episode. Yep. This might be a little bit of a shorter one. We went like 40 minutes last week with our adultery episode, but we're talking about journaling with this episode. This is something that I find it interesting in the kind of age where things that are getting more popular is like healthy living, you know, the term crunchy, of course, like everybody's anti-seed oils, we're anti-food dyes, everybody's talking about the benefits of just walking and, you know, eating well again and exercising and all those things. This is something that's also kind of come back into the zeitgeist of something of things that are good for you, things that are good to do, and that is just taking time to journal. Joe, this is this was a brainchild of yours. You are far more experienced at this than me, and so as we kind of get started, get us into kind of your thoughts behind this episode.
Yeah, so we've actually had this request to shout out Cookie on Discord, but shout out others as well. I mean, he's not he was the most recent, but I don't think he was the first that has suggested this. We've had this suggested multiple times of, hey, can you do one on journaling? We kind of pushed it off because, to be honest, it's like, how many thoughts do we have? I mean, I have a couple journals that I'm not prolific in my journal writing, to be honest with you. I mean, I have a gratefulness journal, which is this one. I still got lots of room to write in that one. And so I try to get to it, you know, very occasionally. And I got another journal that is just business ideas. And then on the back end is biblical ideas. Also not write a ton in that. So I know a little bit about this. Will knows a little bit about this. We are not the experts. We're going to say that right at the right off the bat. There are some great YouTubers out there that are really good on how they break it down on what a journal day should look like, you know, and they have very complex journal entries, things like that. That's not us. What we want to get into for this episode specifically is the pros of journaling, what we can expect to get out of it, and then just a few tips that we've learned along the way and a few tips that online you can find, things like that, just to kind of help you get set, because we really do think this is important. Now, we talked about the old masculinity versus new masculinity. Was that two episodes
ago? Three episodes. Three. We had adultery last week. We had dealing with depression 2 weeks ago.
There you go.
3 weeks ago, I think, was
there you
old
go.
Versus new. Yep.
I think this falls into new masculinity. Is it possible, like, is it likely that my dad or grandfather is going to, you know, pull out his journal and start?
Probably not.
Probably not. Probably not. Because it wasn't that big a deal. Whereas you're starting to see a lot of guys online, even very masculine men in the manosphere, keeping their own personal journal. I find this to be a great idea. I mean, it can help with a ton. It helps with understanding your thoughts, your emotions, how to effectively communicate those things. I think journaling can be a training ground for you to take your thoughts, get them out in a specific way, and now I can go talk to other people about what's actually going on in here.
So this is fascinating to me on several fronts. The first thing I'll say, so when I was younger, I actually, like when I say young, like 10, 12, maybe even younger, I kept a journal, but it was like, here's what I did today type of thing, you know, like that's, I don't know, that's what a lot of people think of. But yeah, I enjoyed writing things. I enjoyed going back and reading what I had done previous days. And so I did that. Yeah, I think I had at least four or five journals I filled up. And you know, wow. Again, but that was when I was pre-teenager. It's interesting, Joe, because I think for some listeners, possibly journaling might seem, that's kind of feminine, right? That's kind of, that doesn't seem very masculine. That's kind of something that, again, just kind of seems feminine. But you're exactly right that within the manosphere, and again, with some of this other, again, healthy living type stuff, it is entering into, hey, this is something that you should be doing. And so I think the reason for that, I don't know if you have any thoughts on kind of the connotations of it being feminine versus what it actually is. The reason I think that that's the case is because I think there is such value to being able to get your thoughts from being jumbled up in your head to out on paper or verbally spoken. That's what a lot of people struggle with. They might have a thought, but they don't really know how to articulate it, and journaling can help with that. It can be a way to really exercise your mind. You can kind of brain dump and kind of explore ideas and things like that. Again, speaking as someone who does not currently do it. I just, from my research and what I've, you know, looked at with journaling, that seems to be the benefit of it and why it actually does fit into the masculine category. What thoughts do you have?
My goal for this episode is to convince Will to start journaling.
There you go. There
and
you
maybe
go.
I'll get
I have
at
a
it.
Question I want to get to later that kind of gets to it, but sure. Gets into that. But yeah, go ahead for thoughts on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you're
Do you
exactly
agree
right.
that like the maybe the connotations of it or
I agree. Yeah, because the flowery writing and things like that,
right.
Like we think
you hear
about
girls' diaries and
correct.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. Like stay out of my room, you know, with the trope, the Disney trope of the younger brother stealing the older sister's diary. Like that's what you think of with journaling, is just a diary, like you said.
Yeah.
There's so much more, and I've seen so many good videos on how to break down writing, as I said, on YouTube. I don't have those just because I've seen a ton over the years. But look them up. There's great ones, and you'll find what works for you. But they said that approximately 50% of people have tried journaling. So this is not something that, you know, it's men and women alike. Only 8% of it do it regularly. Only 8%
like resolution sounds like, yeah.
Correct. And so what we would advocate is that godly young men be in that 8%, that you be journaling prolifically. And the reason for that, there's a ton of reasons why, which we're going to get to. As I wrote down, like this can help with mindfulness, calming anxiety, with your prayer life, emotional regulation, trauma processing, Bible study, personal growth, business growth, setting goals, and personal greatness, striving for greatness.
I'm going to pause you real fast because I want to ask you, as somebody who's dabbled in it and does it a good bit, give me your top three. Like, what has it helped you with the most? I want to spend a little bit in this episode kind of getting to, again, if you're trying to convince me, like, what are the benefits of it? Like, yes, it can help with all of those things, and I'm sure it often does. From your perspective, what have you seen be your top three things it helps with?
If I was looking at that, from everything that I just listed, emotional regulation.
Really, kind of like processing.
Processing some of the emotions. I have another one. I actually bought the Godly Young Men notebook online and had it. And
available in our merch shop.
Yeah, exactly. Pick one up.
Everybody go buy a journal after this episode. Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I got to mark that up. So the journal's like $20. We make a ton. They're actually really cheap. We don't hardly make anything on merch. Go grab one for cheap. I think they're pretty cheap, like $8 or something. But anyway, so I have that one. And that one literally is just me writing about difficult times in life.
Really?
Like, how do I get through some of these things? And so I'll have these long journal entries where it's me processing through the emotions of what's going on in my life at the time. Like, why am I feeling depressed? Why am I feeling burnt out? Why am I feeling these things? And so we're just kind of processing through them. I think that's been huge. I think the Bible study has been big. As I said, like, you can tell this one's kind of worn. Like, this thing doesn't really
I've seen
hold
you carry
it at all.
Around a good bit.
Yeah, I carry this basically everywhere I go. And I have some things that, like, if I lost this, it would not be good because I've got specific business ideas in here, you know, and therapy ideas that, again, I'd kind of be toast
so
without
kind of
it.
Like a brainstorming type of thing?
Yes, then I have one for the, so that's on the business end, and then I have one on the biblical end, where if I ever was asked to like get up and preach, or if I was ever asked to get up and give a Devo, I've got a ton of notes in there that's like, or even Lord's Supper talks. If it comes to my mind while I'm sitting there in worship, oh, that's a great idea, and I just write those things down. It doesn't have to be much, but those types of things of business growth and Bible study, and emotional regulation would be my top three on this. But honestly, everything that I just listed there, I have actually experienced in journaling. So what we want to look at is we're going to breeze through these pretty quickly because there's a key finding, a key article. We're actually going to link to it in our description by the Reflection app. I thought it was interesting. I was doing some research online, looking at different places, you know, different institutes and even like publications, you know, peer-reviewed publications and such. But I thought this one covered it really well. And the title of the article on the Reflection app, Science-Backed Benefits of Journaling for Mental Health, 16 Evidence-Based Research Studies. I'm not going to talk about all of those. Well, I want you to get us into the first one, and we'll just kind of go line by line here and just show reasons why we should from a mental health perspective.
So the first one, multiple clinical studies demonstrate that regular journaling practice can reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety by 20 to 45%, improve immune function, enhance cognitive performance, and even extend your lifespan, which I thought was interesting. So the depression and anxiety thing I'll speak to, and then Joe hand it to you. That makes sense to me because I would imagine a lot of people that are struggling with depression and anxiety, they've got all those emotions inside. They've got all those thoughts inside. Right. And typically, it stays inside.
How do you get it out?
They're not sharing it with anybody. Right. They're not talking about it. And so, yeah, that journaling is a way to just kind of almost like a vent session, but a vent session on paper is kind of what I think of that, or is what I think of when I think of that. And so that's kind of my only take on that first one. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, yeah, what's interesting as you're looking at that, improving immune function, enhancing cognitive performance, extending lifespan. immune function. We're talking like it calms
like
your
getting sick, like,
right? Yeah. Like, and your nervous system regulates all of that, right? Or so much of that. And so when you're nervous, when you are in sympathetic or parasympathetic, and you're outside that ventral state, that foundation, like journaling is an attempt to regulate yourself. And so if you're really high emotionally and you journal, you put yourself back into that foundational spot. And if you are parasympathetic, if you're dorsal, sometimes it can kind of pull you out of it, put you back in ventral state. So it can actually help with your nervous system regulation, which is going to help with your immune function and things like that. Another thing they had on here, a comprehensive review by researchers documented multiple physiological benefits in participants who journaled for just 20 minutes per day over 3 to 5 sessions, including reduced blood pressure, enhanced lung function, and better liver function. Like, there's something about getting all of this out. And I honestly, this is kind of a crazy thought, a harebrained thought. I genuinely think that a lot of cancer is caused by people's holding things in, holding trauma in. Body Keeps a Score by Bessel van der Kolk kind of discussed some of these things of how trauma stores itself in the body. I think when you have a lot of emotion that you don't get out, you see like really bitter people and they're either sick all the time or they develop cancer or they develop something
crazy.
That
is a hot take. Yeah.
And it's like, but I've seen this before where really bitter people who just, they're mad at life and everything's like that. Yeah. Whereas, and that doesn't mean that people in Hawaii never get cancer, that type of stuff, where they're really chill and calm
sure,
and things like that.
Sure, I know
like
what you mean.
On the other
hand, makes them more susceptible to it, you're kind of saying.
Yes, yeah. And on the other hand, like those people, their lifespan is pretty good because they are in a really calm state. Journaling helps put you there. So, and that's just 20 minutes a day. Over 3 to 5 sessions, it can already reduce some of those things like blood pressure. So even from a physiological perspective, journaling can really help.
Yeah. The last one is another study showed a 25% increase in life satisfaction for regular gratitude practitioners, along with enhanced optimism, improved sleep, and strong social connections. A lot of wins there. Like a lot of really good things. Again, just sleep improvement, the social connections thing. Joker, I'm going to go ahead and ask my question.
Sure, go for it.
I want to know, how do you have time for it? How do you find time for it? Speaking as somebody who...
Why do you think I'm not great at it?
I mean, yeah, both of us have bemoaned the lack of enough hours in the day. But the problem with both of us is if God said, hey, congratulations, you get 6 more hours a day, we would fill all 6 of those hours up. Probably, so it's our own doing. But yeah, like we both set daily goals to start the year. I think you're probably doing better at it than I am. But like we've struggled in those daily goals to find time to get every single thing done that we want to get done, working hours upon hours every day. The times that we're not working, I feel the most obligation to spend with my kids and investing in them from just playing and kind of spending time with them. There's obviously other business ventures. There are social relationships. There's, you know, spending time with our family. There is, Bible study. There's preparing for classes. There is, I have a daily reading goal as well. Like, there's a lot. So how, from your perspective, and again, it sounds like you don't have it perfected, but how do you find time for this? Because for me, this is what my fear would be if this is something that I took up. It'd be the number one thing that gets pushed down the list.
Sure.
I would value Bible study over it. I would value regular reading over it. Obviously, family time, all those things. And so it would turn into, okay, if I have time, I'll do it. And I would just never have time. So that I guess that's kind of my biggest question for this one.
But you are thinking throughout the day, correct?
Like, yes.
About all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I look at this as a brain dump. Like, I got business ideas. I've got Bible ideas. I've got gym podcast ideas. I need a place. I mean, you should see my notes app. It's unbelievable how much, there's just so much notes. We should try this. I mean, we are literally just before this, you and I are reading off episode ideas and thoughts and things like that, because I'm just collecting all the time. And so that's, to me, what journaling is best at, is it's a brain dump. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to time...
Like the 20 minutes a day thing, I guess what I'm getting
at. Yeah, the 20 minutes. That's why I think it's really difficult to establish it consistent. If you can establish it on the front end, working it into our schedules now is really tough. So sometimes in the morning, if I have a real quiet,
that's probably
calm,
the best time, I would imagine.
If I have a calm, quiet morning, that's where my gratefulness journal comes in. I'll do that in the morning because I think it's a good way to just start of what am I grateful for right now, and I really try to dig into it. On the other hand, like at nighttime, I keep one by my bed, and that's for... Even for, I don't do dreams. A lot of people do dreams. They'll roll over and write those things down. Or if they are like, man, I can't sleep. I got so many things on my mind. Roll over with your journal and just write down everything that you're thinking and then roll back over, and it helps
have
a lot.
That problem.
I don't have that problem either, but some people do. Yeah, sure, and so I keep it by my bed. But it's the same thing. I used to tell myself this about prayer. I just don't have time. I don't have time until I made time. And when sure. you say, how'd you make time? It's like, well, maybe I go to bed at 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, whatever it may be. But now I have a consistent habit of every single night I'm on my knees praying to God. How did I get there? Because it was like something in my life down the line I cut out that allowed me to...
You make time for the things you want to do.
Exactly. I just made time. Where did I make up that time? I don't know, 5 minutes less on Twitter or whatever, on X? Like, maybe, I don't know, but at the end of the day, it just became a habit for me. Journaling is not a habit yet, but it's something I want to work on. So if I were looking at the time, I think making time in the morning, you know, where it's just... If I were you, I'd say 5 minutes. What thoughts do I have? What am I worried about for the day? You know, whatever it is. And you take 5 minutes and just boom, 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 and you write it down. But the key to this is establishing your inner voice. I think that's such a big piece to this is, can I, we talked about this before, can I get what I have in here? Can I get it out on paper? Can I talk to other people about it? I think it makes you a more effective communicator, but it allows for that inner voice internally to be heard, to be validated, to be listened to. And so if you can just find 5 minutes, even over a lunch break, find 5 minutes, even between sessions, sometimes I can grab it and write a note or two if I want it, you know, if I have something in my mind. And so I use it just as a brain dump, but consistently, I think I'd have to cut something out.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's good. That makes sense. I mean, I'm a firm believer that you will make time for the things that you want to make time for.
You just have to see it as ultra valuable. So we want to talk about a few keys to getting started. Once again, we're not experts here. I do it more than Will, not that much more than Will. You know, I have three different ones that I will occasionally use. But keys to getting started. First thing I'm going to say actually is I mentioned having notes app, but I also have three different paper journals. I'm a big believer in paper. You have to decide if you want digital or paper. I'm a big believer in paper. The same thing with Bibles. You and I have talked about that. You want it in your hand. I think when I can just grab this, you know, and I always have a pen type of thing. I try to keep a pen with me. It just makes it stick better. Your memory, memorization, things like that will go better when you are engaging with this. But there are pros and cons. Like if you want to be able to search your documents, if you want to be able to save them, to lock your documents, things like that.
Yeah, the saving aspect.
Yeah, going to the cloud.
You're not dependent on that, you know, knowing the location of one.
If I lose this, if it gets caught in a fire, if it flies off the back of my car, like my Bible did, shout out to my wife. You know, if those things take place, then... that's where having it in the cloud can be really good.
There, I mean, there's also psychological studies that show the value of actually writing things down. Like, correct. That's been proven as well.
And think about all the distractions. I don't know about you, but ding, 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 you know, from the Discord. Sorry, guys, but yes, that one hits. I got a bazillion and one Discord notifications throughout the day. And so if I'm doing anything on my phone, it's like, bzz, 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 I just had to finally turn
it. Do not disturb,
Do not disturb, like, please. So I love it. Keep commenting. Join the Discord if you have not. But yes, that is one of the limitations of digital, is that if you are going to do paper, find a good pen. You know, find a good fountain pen. I was reading something on that online, or they're like, it's just not a fun experience. If it's a ballpoint and it's kind of running out and your hand cramps and things like that, a smooth writing pen, if you're really going to take this up, may very much be worth it. Make it fun.
Yeah, the distractions you already kind of spoke to. Next thing we got on here is choose what you want to journal about. I would imagine if you're like me, starting from ground zero, don't try to have four different journals. And I'm gonna journal about these four different things. Right. Like, maybe start with one thing. Is it gonna be grateful? I think the gratefulness thing is a great place to start. I have done that in the past. Every single day, you know, write down a couple things that are unique that you're grateful for. Is it going to be just kind of, so interestingly enough, Joe, I have done this in a way. So for work, I have we have our 90-day plans. Quarter one, quarter two, where we'll set kind of objectives and goals and tasks essentially we want to get done. Well, every week I've worked it into my schedule to where I have what's called think time, where I will literally take a pen and paper with my 90-day plan and just kind of write down, okay, how am I going to get this done? What needs to happen with this? And
nice.
A little bit more of like a checklist, not quite. I mean, it has served as a brain dump for me.
I was going to say, that's a form of journaling.
Yeah, so yeah. I have some experience. There you go. I have some experience with it. But that's basically all business related. So yeah, again, I would say kind of choose what department you want to start in.
Well, I have on here, like, it could be daily thoughts, goals, Bible ideas, Bible questions, prayer requests, emotions, memories, gratitudes.
The memories one is interesting. Like, what's something you're not going to remember from today unless you write it down? Like, I did it for 2 days. I wrote down the first time that I went outside with Jackson, he rode his bike. Like, that was just such a, you know, I'm not going to remember that. Well, I wrote it down. So now I do remember that was just a really cool moment. I love that. So, yeah, stuff, sorry to cut you off, but yeah, stuff like that.
No, you're good. Did I tell you the other day, Beans we're at mom and dad's, and Bean just gets on a bike. Lachlan, my second born, gets on a bike first time in his life and just starts riding.
No training wheels?
No training wheels.
Oh, that's
just
so cool.
First time. Strider bike. If you want your kid to ride, get him a Strider bike. It's the balance bike. And he just got on and started. And my firstborn did that as well.
That's super
crazy,
cool.
Crazy, crazy. I was
that's
proud
awesome.
Dad, proud yeah. dad moment. But anyway, those are the moments. Those are memories, right? You want to write things like that down. That's what I do with my gratefulness journal is like, you know, when I go to write something in the mornings, I'll write down something that is currently taking place or that did take place. So if I really want to know it, like I go by the years here, I can look back and see what took place
kind of like
each
a snapshot,
day.
Yeah.
I'm appreciative of fun lunch with Sean Bryant. This is 6/16 going back to, I think this is 2024 maybe, on this one. So I know on June 16th, I went to lunch with him. I can check back in. So it is,
yeah.
It's both, right? I'm grateful that I got to do it. Something to be thankful for, but it's also checking in on the day. Just pick something. If you want to work on yourself, if you want to journal about your emotions of what's been going on in your life, pick a direction and go. The next thing I'd say is get used to asking yourself questions. What do I actually think about XYZ? Instead of everybody else thinks this, what do I think about this? Journal those things. Who am I? What do I really want in life? Where do I want to be? What do I want to do? Like, if you feel, and I actually am asking myself this and journaling about some of these things, like, what is it that I want in life? I want 90 things. You can't get 90 things at once. For the gym podcast, we have so many ideas. I got
so
five
many.
Different things that I want to work on that could be really big. I got to choose one, right? I just got to go. And so you journal about those things. And in the journaling process, sometimes you're going, okay, I don't really need this. That's going to eliminate that one. And so you're able to kind of get it down to one that starts by asking yourself questions. We should do a better job of this in general, just so people have an understanding of like,
yeah.
Who am I? You know, what am I supposed to be doing in life type of thing? So you're thinking, you're developing that inner thought, that inner voice type of thing. So that kind of guides you.
I'm going to skip one, Joe.
Yeah, go for it.
We go to the next one. Don't worry about perfection. Just write whatever comes to mind. That's where the... I think the pen and the paper, it has the advantage there, kind of a point for them because, man, for me, at least when I'm typing something out, I don't brain dump very well when I'm typing something out. Like, I want to wait until I have the thought completely formulated, and then I'll type it out, right? Well, man, when I'm writing, I'll just write down whatever if I cross it out and go down the next line, like, whatever it is. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously, we're both kind of sharing, like, this is not essay writing, this is not... you know, something you're going to present to somebody. And like, this is literally just a way to improve your mindfulness, to improve your thought processing, your like all those things. And so it does not have to look pretty. It does not have to be, there's not to be a formula for it. Do not worry about perfectionism because that will probably turn you off from it a lot quicker. Yeah.
I have on here, try to do it 3 times a week. I'm preaching to myself here. That'd be great if I hit it 3 times a week. If Will hits it 3 times a month, that'd be great.
That's right. That's right. 1 time a week.
Yeah, there you go. Start small. You know, start with what works for you. Get yourself a nice journal. Go pick it up on our store, you know, the Godly MM journal. Get a nice pen and just try it out and see what you think. The one we want to end on, journaling is a lot easier when you're focusing on striving for greatness. Because as we talked about, you got 1,000,001 thoughts bouncing around your head. So do I. Like when you're thinking about life and how you can improve and goals and things like that, you're naturally going to have fodder to just sit down and write about some of these things.
My only thought on this, and then we can wrap with whatever thought you want to share, is we don't want to be the guys that their thoughts center on when, and we've talked about this before, but like when is my next dopamine hit?
Yeah.
When, and that's kind of the max. That's kind of all they're thinking about is, you know, what's next after this, and no high-minded ideas, no questions like, I wonder why that person did that, or you know, like reading people's body language and behavior. Like, these are thoughts that hopefully should be entering your head. And when you talk about striving for greatness, they're like, yeah, like, where do you want to be in a couple years, thoughts on finances, thoughts on new businesses or whatever it is. Like, hopefully these thoughts are coming to you, and if they're not, my theory is it's probably because your mind is filled. You're going, man, can't wait to get home, watch the next Avengers movie.
Right.
Man, can't wait to go home and play video games. Man, you know, and some of this is just, unfortunately, some people are so screen addicted that that's all that filters through their mind is social media and all that stuff. Man, if that's you, let's try to scale some of that back from some of these thoughts. Because I would imagine there's some people where these thoughts don't enter their head.
Right.
Because it's all the kind of low-hanging fruit of, again, pleasure and dopamine hit and stuff like that. That might be harder for you to journal. And so you're going to have to scale some of that stuff back to have more room, honestly, for your brain to process, again, why did that person act like that? Like, what? Like, to ask questions about what's going on in culture. Like, man, what is my take? So many people have a hard time coming up with a take on anything.
Yep.
right? Like, they'll kind of, they just can't come up with one. And so, yeah, that's only my only thought on there is, like, I think, like you said, it's a lot easier when you focus on striving for greatness. If you're not, it's going to be a lot more difficult.
That's a great wrap. That's a great
wrap. I can't wrap it. I'm sure you've got some thoughts. Yeah.
I was just thinking about, you were bringing up some ideas of journal prompts, you know, that I think might be helpful for people. And that's a great one, is look around your life. What is one thing in culture, one thing in the world that you have a different take, a hot take, you know, you can think outside the box and go, why do we do that? I was recently watching a video on Nickelback and challenging, why did everybody hate Nickelback so much?
It's, you like, know, they're, it, like a pariah.
They're like the internet joke. And you listen to Nickelback and it's like, but the guy's point was, and he did this, it was really interesting where he thinks it started. It was on a comedy show and a guy made a joke back in like 2003 or 2006 or something like that. And it just kind of exploded. And then it was like shared culture where it became a meme, and that's what memes were getting big. It was fun to make fun of them. And so then you'd ask, and all of these comments underneath the video, because the guy did a good job with it, and they're like, honestly, I never really understood why we were supposed to hate them. Yeah. My buddy asked me one time, why do I hate Nickelback? And I couldn't tell him. I didn't have a reason. It's just because everybody did. Like, think outside the box. That's a great thing to journal, is what is something that you think outside, or that you think differently than maybe everybody else is, and why do you think that way? And so you start once again developing, like, what do I have to say about certain things? That doesn't make you that whatever I have to say, whatever you have to say, whatever, you know, as you're writing this, whatever
you're exercising your brain.
Correct. And if you are screen addicted, to Will's point, make sure it's paper. Do not write it on the screen. Yeah. You need to get off, touch grass, as they say, get outside. And I think journaling outside with a cup of coffee in the morning is one of the most peaceful. As birds are chirping, we got a great back deck here, and I'll sit out there, and it is blissful. I mean, it is just incredible. If I'm reading my Bible or I'm journaling in the morning, there is nothing that beats that, because it's a calming thing. I'm engaging my mind. I'm out in nature, just letting the sunshine come in. It's, look for those moments throughout the day. Sometimes I'll just go to a coffee shop, and if I'm wondering about what I'm going to journal on, most of the time I'm kind of queued up as we're going. I'm queuing things up. But if I'm ever wondering, like, look around and start journaling on the average thing that, you know, what is it that's so great about coffee makers at this, you know, place? That sounds really dumb, but like, I had this thought a while back of, what if we did it like an ode to the clock? It sounds really bizarre as I'm saying this, but like, what about time? Journaling, I was thinking about journaling on time and journaling about, like, man, time seems to go so much faster nowadays as I'm older. And you travel, and it used to feel like it took 30 years to go an hour. And now it's like it just passes. And time is so relative to us that we're all having 24 hours a day. But, you know, and so it's like, I started thinking about journaling on some of these things. Is it goofy? Sure. But it's just a way to find your voice and to write some of these things down. So no matter what it is, have fun with it. It can be goofy. It can be spiritual. It can be serious. It can be emotional. Just get out there, do it, try it, see what you think. We kept getting this requested. I have no idea if we hit the nail on the head for this one or not. Hopefully this was helpful. If not, jump on this.
And if you're wondering where a good journal can be purchased, godlymanpodcast.com/shop or something like that. The link to it is in the description.
Check out our Printful shop. But yes, send us your questions. If this did not cookie people like that ask for this, let us know. But
if it didn't help, I don't know what else we'd have to say on it. Yeah, exactly. So you might have to go
good
to
luck.
YouTube.
Go find those YouTube stars or whatever that do it better than us. But we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you letting us talk on a subject that, once again, we're not, you know, we think it's very important. At the end of the day, we think it's very important, and I'm going to definitely work on it a little more.
And just, I'm going to preview some episodes. We don't do this often, but we were just looking. We've got some, I'm excited for some of the episodes that we have down. There are some of them that I think we do that are need to be done that are maybe a little bit tougher for us to kind of get excited for. There's a couple of them. I'm going to run through a couple of them, just preview. These are coming up. We don't know when we're going to get to do them, but we have on here why you should just completely avoid the college lifestyle. Yeah, I'm excited for that one. We got some rants I think we're going to go on. We've got some on, we got an episode coming up on the advantages of waiting for marriage for sex. Obviously, we've talked somewhat about that, but kind of an episode specifically devoted to, here specifically are the advantages to that.
We got one on the manosphere coming up with, you know, terms and stuff, looks maxing, mogging, things like that. We want to just explain. For those that don't know what that is, we'll explain it and then, you know, kind of look at it critically and through a Christian lens. And
yeah,
we got a bunch more. So, that's the fun part of running this podcast, is just as Will is a good friend. we're just thinking about this stuff all the time. Like, hey, what do you think about this? And I heard this on a podcast. I'm curious about this. And we also have that. That's part of our giveaway that we're about to, or that we did last week. But the giveaway that's coming in the future is just, we ask for ideas. And I'm going to continue to do that is, hey, give us some ideas and you'll be entered for a giveaway. So if you got ideas for episodes, you may end up getting rewarded for it. You may get a shirt, or you may get a hat, or you may get a hoodie or something in the process.
That's great.
So send us over some ideas for the podcast on our Discord, and we'll go from there. But anything else?
No. This has been episode 170 of the Golly Amen podcast. As always, we appreciate the support of you for watching and listening. We'll be back next week.